Radio.
It's Who Cares Wins. It's Monday afternoon. The sun is shining. And of course it's shining because we are here in the studio with two wonderful guests who've brought the sunshine with them. It's me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson. And of course I couldn't do this every Monday. I could not be here without... drum roll for my super co-host.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Jan Mulligan.
Jan, the Jan Mulligan.
The Jan. One and only. Oh, Jan, thank you very Mulligan. Much.
Absolutely. So welcome. I hope you've had a good week. And I trust you've been seeing on Twitter and our Facebook page lots of events and lots of things that have been going on, following up from our talk that we did with SEK. Oh, I'm just exhausted. And Jan, anything you've been up to this week that you can share with us?
Well, the team's been practicing for the Botcher event. It's coming up next Sunday.
Yes.
So we've been reminding people of the event details. But
and remind our listeners, Botcher, what is it?
Botcher, it's a disability sport. It's along the lines of the French game pétanque or British lawn green bowling, indoor bowling. Not 10-pin, it's not as violent as that. But it's played, it's played from a seated position, and it was invented for people with disabilities. And it's primarily aimed, if you're at competition level, you need to have a condition that affects all four limbs in some shape or form.
Right.
But at friendly level, it's anybody who can sit down.
Right.
So that's me. I can sit down, so I can join in. But I go along to the club on a Friday afternoon and help out.
Yes,
and it's great fun. Everybody really has a good time. And they're defending their title this coming Sunday in Dover.
Yes, of course, because last time they were...
Yes, this is Herne Bay Botcher.
Yeah.
And they entered their first competition this time last year, and they won first prize.
They did.
So they're really chuffed, and this is now crunch time to defend the title.
Defending champions.
Absolutely.
So we look forward to hearing about that next Monday.
Yes, hopefully post some photos as well.
Yes, please do. That would be great. We'll post those on our Facebook page. As always, contacting us is very, very easy. You can get on Twitter and follow @CaresWins, and you can tweet us. We have our Twitter feed here. It is all working. So if you want to tweet and say hi, or even hi to our guests, which I'll introduce in just one moment, and you want to say hello or perhaps even a question for us, tweet it in between now and 1 o'clock and we will do our best to answer it on live. If not, we have our Facebook page, Who Cares Wins Radio Show, which is on Facebook.com. Of course, go and find it, have a like on it, and also maybe post a comment. We'll have a look on there and answer any questions that you pose. We also have an email, which is whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. And of course, the website, which is still being tweaked and all sorts of things going on it. You'll notice we're now having, hopefully soon to come, some blogs from guests that we've had. And that is whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So lots of ways of getting hold of us. Of course, you can phone the studio if you wish to actually talk to us. It is 01303 874 998, and we look forward to hearing from you in any manner. Telepathy, if it works for you, then give it a go.
I'm not practicing my skills. They're not coming along too well at the moment.
Get through. So more importantly, we mentioned you last week that you're going to be on the show. You were also mentioned on our wonderful Business Bunker show earlier in the week, last week on Tuesday. That's with the wonderful Paul Andrews and Jules Serkin. They do the Business Bunker show every Tuesday from 1 till 2:30. And they also gave this event that we're going to talk about, the CIPD's Being Well Matters event. They gave it a shout out and they talked about you too, Melanie and Elaine, as well as us because we're speaking there. So thank you, Paul Andrews and Jules, for giving us a shout out. And if you're tuning in and wanting to know more, then let's get on to the show in detail. I have opposite me the wonderful Melanie Moore from More People, as well as an introduction from her own representational role of the Kent branch of the CIPD, which is the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. So good afternoon, Melanie. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So, Melanie, I'll come back to you in just a second, but first I need to also make sure that people know that you are not alone in this studio and that beside you, you have the wonderful, very smiley, Elaine Bolton. Hello, Elaine.
Hello.
And you got here eventually.
Indeed, indeed. But what a beautiful day it is.
It is indeed. As I say, thank you for bringing the sunshine. I will possibly pay you later. But although there's a gentleman outside I was chatting to because he had a dog, so me and dogs, very friendly, chat, and apparently he was full of doom and gloom because I said, what a beautiful day, sun, is this gorgeous, you know, can't believe we're in October weather. And he said, yeah, well, it's all going to change tonight, isn't it? So I said, what do you mean? And apparently we've got some hurricane or something on its way.
Oh, don't listen to the weather forecasts. Always doom and gloom.
I think I might change my role in life. I think I need to be a weather forecast presenter. Because I really want to do it a different way. Can you imagine me?
you just tell everybody it was permanently sunny, and then they'd look outside and say, what's that wet stuff?
She's lying.
But what would we have to talk about if the weather wasn't to talk about?
Well, let's talk about being well matters. Let's talk about that. So first of all, let's just let our listeners know that I have two people in the studio who just are not working within the Kent branch of the CIPD, because the branches for the CIPD are all womaned by volunteers. So actually, you do have another job.
Indeed.
So just for our listeners, Melanie, you run your own business, do you not?
I do, yes.
Let us know what that is.
It's a boutique recruitment agency based in Canterbury, but covering the whole of Kent.
Brilliant.
Recruiting all sorts.
I liked the phrase earlier you said to me, you look at posting difficult, filling difficult positions, or difficult people, or finding difficult people, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Filling and difficult roles with difficult people.
That's right, yes. So I think that's quite a unique talent to have. So your business name is?
More People.
More People. And they can follow you on Twitter?
They can. Two More People.
Two More, as in the number two?
Number two.
Two More, and that's M-O-O-R-E.
People.
Fantastic. And Elaine, you also do something else apart from all your wonderful offerings to the CIPD Kent branch. You actually run your own consulting business, I understand.
Yes, I do. Beckwith Consulting Limited. It's a learning and development organisation, and I've set it up 8 years ago, and I have to say I've had an absolute ball, because I get to meet so many wonderful people, train them, coach them.
Brilliant.
Mediate, unfortunately carry out investigations on disciplinaries and things like that. But generally the training up front I absolutely love, because it's so good to see people help reach their potential.
Yeah.
But obviously what we're talking about today is the wellbeing side, which is a huge area in HR. Causes lots of people to leave, which is where Mel gets involved. But also on my side is very much the training and development and coaching, especially around change management and leadership development.
Brilliant, brilliant.
But a big core for managing stress and managing pressure.
We know that very well, don't we, Jan, with our roles with ergonomics and
Absolutely.
Disability.
Yes.
And my role with coaching, again, there's some similarities there, Elaine. We can swap stories later.
There's always a reasonable adjustment.
There's always something
just
we can
look
do.
At something differently.
Exactly.
There's an answer.
There is. In fact, that brings me to a little picture I remember of a boy had his foot on one on the chair. So one, imagine this, he's got a foot on the chair and the other foot's on the floor, and he's bending over to the foot on the floor to tie his shoelace. And the statement underneath says, there's always a better way. So yes, on that topic, being well matters. This is an event that the CIPD Kent branch are hosting and organising and putting together. And really, the organisers behind it are you two lovely ladies. But before I go into that event, I'd like our listeners to understand a little bit more about the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. So it is the Chartered Institute. It is for those that are involved in personnel and development, whether it's HR, learning and development, anything else in between that, really, that's looking at the wellbeing of staff. And, of course, that's my institute. I created it. Did you know that? It's my institute, yes. I take all the credit.
Fab.
Really not. CIPD are on my tail now. They're ringing me up saying, what are you saying? But of course, when we look at the branches that the institute offer, we have branches. I talk about the CIPD as if it's mine. All around the UK, and Kent branch, because Kent is so massive, the Kent branch, which are, again, I just really need to reiterate, because I was also on the committee for the Kent branch, but we have this split, because Kent's so big, into East, West, and is it still called North Kent? Is it still, have we renamed it?
No, it's we've got West, Mid, and East and South, yeah.
Mid. So for your roles within the actual Kent branch, you have little hats that you wear as a volunteer. So Melanie, what is your hat in the Kent branch?
My hat, I've got two. I am the chair of East and South Kent.
Right.
And also the web editor, media officer type person.
So you're the one that is at Kent CIPD on Twitter.
I am indeed.
Yay. And we've been giving Melanie some education on Twitter this morning.
I've indeed as well.
And so now she is having the account on her phone and can able to access it from wherever she may be found, whether it's in the car, standing in a car park, and also the website, which is cipd.co.uk/ kentbranch.org/Kent.
Kent, yeah.
And then you'll find all the information about the Kent branch there. So, Elaine, what do you do?
Well, I'm not as exclusive as Mel. Mel is brilliant on the communication side, and I don't know what we do without, especially with a conference. I'm actually the chair of a West CIPD branch.
Right, you're over there.
And, yeah, we're the other side of Kent. And we have a nice competition between myself and Mel, because
surely
I say
not.
West is best, and Mel says...
I said I'm come up with one, please.
But it's something about lots of mouth, wasn't it? East and south, lots of mouth.
Oh, yes.
But really, in essence, what we do at different branches is we sort of make sure that the needs of our local people are met, because CIPD is a huge organisation and it has lots of different events. But what we find is we like to basically put on events that meet the needs of the local people in Kent. Kent has a huge amount of different professions, and the HR side is extremely active. Mel and I, as well as Sonia, who's actually our chair, as well as heads up Mid Kent, we run throughout the year probably each about 10 events.
That's fantastic.
So we really are busy and covering. Currently, I'm arranging rewards and benefits session. Also, recently ran a panel event on mediation. And we're just planning our autumn winter side.
Brilliant.
And there'll be engagement and a whole range. What is very popular is employment legal update, because it's changing all the time.
It is. You could blink. It's a bit like technology. You blink and it's updated, it's changed, there's amendments, there's additions, there's something else that's been included. You're so right. And I remember from my corporate days in learning and development and HR that just trying to keep up with it then, which is, well, I've been running my business now for 11 years, so it's quite a while ago. And just, I left to set my own business up and realised that actually being a human resource professional in London, when you have specialised departments for HR, you needed this employment law specialist, didn't you?
Yeah.
When you look at Kent and the amount of small businesses within Kent, and I'm sure Paul Andrews would be able to tell me the exact number of small businesses that we have in Kent, but there are millions of them, is that...
75,000 plus.
Oh, thank you very much, Jan. See? Alias Paul Andrews over there. I must say, you're better looking, Jan. And it's interesting that the HR representative is often someone who either reports to a finance director or just the CEO of the organisation. They don't necessarily have an HR director above them or an HR team. So I think even more so, the Kent events and the Kent branch for anything to do with human resources, learning and development, and that looking after our people is an essential element to have, because Kent often find that you can have someone that's in HR or responsible for HR and they just feel quite alone otherwise.
Yeah, it's a very lonely role sometimes in small businesses, and we find that the whole network and the support that they get from each other is vital as well.
Definitely. And so great stuff that you do. And just to point out for our listeners that if you're listening and you aren't necessarily a member of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, A, you can be, and have a look at their website about all the different options of becoming a member. More importantly, you can still come to the event. Doesn't matter. We don't discriminate, do we, Melanie?
We don't indeed.
And your events, they are payable events. Most of them, or are some of them free?
Majority are actually free. What
Even
we've
better.
Identified is it does cost quite a lot to be a member of the Chartered Institute of Personal Development. We also found that a lot of their events are extremely pricey. Mm. So what we've done in Kent is we've tried to deliver as many events that are free as possible. Yes, we do get funding from the central CIPD, but basically that's part of our membership, comes back to us in local events. So I have to admit, the majority are free.
Which is great news. Great news. But of course, we're going to talk about in a moment your very big event, because you're going to have some very famous people there, are you not?
Are you talking about you?
No, I was talking about Jan. Me famous? Never. Jan Mulligan will be there. Jan is going to be speaking from the perspective of Greenleaf ergonomics.
Yes, reasonable adjustment and reducing the emotional and psychological stress with disabilities.
So fascinating topic. I'd love to be able to listen, but I think we're on at the same time.
Ooh, that sounds like somebody's planned that, keeping us apart.
I will be there talking about the power of music, silence and mindfulness.
I'm looking forward to that.
Are you? Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. So I'll have one person in the audience. More importantly, there are some fantastic people that you've got coming along, so I want to go into much more depth about it. I think what we'll do, though, is we'll have a little tune, and I was quizzing Melanie on some favourite tracks of hers, and she tells me that some of these are that you, when you go to the gym, they motivate you, they get you sort of empowered. And this one is All Right Now by Free.
I
so
love this.
By all means, Melanie, if you want to do some press-ups or some sit-ups, feel free.
Thank you.
I'll just watch.
There she stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey,
Channel Radio.
There we are. So you were listening to It's All Right Now by Free on Who Cares Wins. Wonderful health and wellbeing show on channelradio.co.uk. It is Monday afternoon, and here in the studio with me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, and
me, Jan Mulligan.
Yes, we have another two me's, which of course are the two wonderful representatives from part of the CIPD Kent Branch Committee. We have Melanie Moore.
Hi, hello. Melanie.
And of course we have Elaine Bolton.
Hello.
Now, both Melanie and Elaine, we've been talking briefly about the Kent branch and the fantastic activities they offer. Local businesses, local individuals can come along. And if I can emphasise to anyone listening or anyone that wants to then recommend that they listen to this show, is that it is for any individual as much as it is for an organisation, because some of the topics that you have are very important for me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, just as I am, living at home or just my general day-to-day jobs, being more aware of things that maybe my organisation doesn't do that, and that maybe it's something I need to, you know, get them to think about. So coming back to the Being Well Matters, this is your Kent Wellbeing Summit, and it's on the 5th of November, which of course is Fireworks Day! Yay! Jan's shaking her head now. So, oh no. At least she hasn't mentioned the Christmas word. Oh, sorry, Jan! There it is! It's out there! The C word! Christmas! But before Christmas, we have fireworks. And before we have the fireworks at the night time when it's dark, we have a wonderful event that we must go to. First of all, I need to ask you two, Melanie and Elaine, how did you come about this Being Well Matters? It's a great title. It's for me, passionate about health and well-being, and this show is all about that. Being Well Matters, it just, for anybody really, it's like, yeah, actually, it really does make sense, doesn't it? Whose idea was it? Who came up with that?
Well, I just identified that the well-being is such a huge area, and I'm always interested in the mental health issues, and I think I just feel that organisations and individuals, we don't know how to handle mental health issues as constructively as we could do. Excuse me. And so it was just the sort of mental health issues as well as all the others. And as Angela's already said, the whole event is about organisational and personal development across public and private organisations, and very much aimed at SMEs as well. And I suppose it was just, I'm a huge networker, I work in a whole range of organisations, many asking for managing change, training and development on a one-to-one basis as in groups, also managing absence, how to have that difficult conversation with staff.
Indeed.
And also I do a lot of coaching, which is actually getting the individual to look at where they are and what do they want to achieve.
I think as well, you said that responsibility, yes.
No, I was going to say a lot of organisations, I think, are understanding and realising that employee wellbeing brings organisational success.
Productivity.
And productivity goes up,
right,
and absenteeism goes down. And
I mean, it's, dare I say it, it's a who cares wins. Well, if you care, you win.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
If you look after your employees, that means they're going to be well, which means they're going to be at work more.
Mm.
If they're at work more, then potentially there's an element of productivity going to rise.
Definitely.
Or even the creativity side of things. We all know, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners do, that when you take away the stress, when you allow people to be relaxed and open-minded and looking at things differently, they can come up with ideas. When they're put in a very stressful, hard-edged environment where it's like, I haven't got time to think, then there won't be any changes because I haven't got time to actually look at things differently because I'm just too busy getting on with the doing mode.
Yes.
So yeah, definitely. Now, this event is on the 5th of November, so yes, firework night, and I did laugh when Business Bunker were then throwing in the Will Charlotte Wheel be there, and that we'll have lots of bangers and mash maybe at lunchtime. Sorry, enough of those. So we are looking at a 9 o'clock start, am I right?
Yes.
So it's a whole day event, and more importantly, is in Kent.
It's in Kent, at the Hilton Hotel in Maidstone.
Brilliant. And that's just at the bottom of Detlin Hill, I think.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's quite easy access from the M20 or even the M2.
Very easy.
One thing I did want to highlight, which of course you know, and I'm sure this was planned, is that it does clash. If you're a CIPD member and you're thinking about going to the big AGM event up in Manchester, it does clash with that, doesn't it? But there's a reason behind that.
Yeah, basically, it's National Stress Awareness Day, and we obviously wanted to link the Being Well Matters to National Stress Awareness because, obviously, that's one of the main issues of the day.
Mm. I think there was also feedback, wasn't there, that a lot of people were saying that it was so expensive to go up to Manchester for,
well, yes,
for their day.
Well, yes, you can't necessarily get there for the day. Absolutely. Or even the, if you're going to go for the weekend, it's probably better value. But if you're going just for the day, it's a day out of the office. And if you're self-employed like me, that's also an element of cost. And so if you can do something that, well, what about Kent?
Locally.
Brilliant, yeah. Fantastic stuff. So let's talk about the day. So there's some famous people. We've already mentioned those. the famous Jan Maligan. And of course...
We can mention you again if you want.
but... You have some great activities going on. Tell me about the actual day. So if I get there at 9 o'clock, what would I expect?
Okay, well, first of all, we'll hit off with an introduction by Elaine.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
Just to welcome everybody.
Just to welcome everyone
we've
in.
We've got lots of people coming, but we've still got tickets to sell if you would love to come.
Yes. Well, that's good. And we're going to talk about tickets, more importantly, in a while.
Yeah.
Because you do have a bit of an offer for our listeners.
We do, indeed.
So we'll come back to that.
But then... The day will then kick off, we'll have three sessions running simultaneously.
Yes.
And so you get a choice.
Oh, brilliant.
Firstly, in one room there will be a panel of local companies that have already had some successful well-being
Great.
Initiatives.
So they can tell their stories.
They'll be telling their stories and the results.
And who are they?
Which is great.
Can we share?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We have Tillman Stone Salads.
Brilliant.
Otherwise known as Back of All. We have Holiday Extras just round the corner. We have Givaudan.
Yes.
And
I run for them.
Do you?
No, I don't run for them. They organise the Ashford 10K.
Oh,
which
wow.
I often take part in.
And a lot of people don't realise that they're such a huge organisation.
Yeah.
So on the panel they'll be talking about, you know, what they've been doing. And there'll be a question and answer that people can quiz them.
Because it is often the case that individuals, or even going back to their employer, they have this great conference, great idea, and go back to their employer, and it's like, well, yeah, so how can we do that, though? You know,
yeah.
It's great, but to hear from somebody who's actually implemented something is really inspiring.
And I've been talking to the individuals as well that are going to do the talk, and it's quite amazing how sometimes it's the smallest and the most cheapest
Absolutely.
Things that they bring in that make the massive impact.
It is, and that's my passion. I know, Jan, we often will talk about this on the show about when we're dealing with our, you know, talking to our clients, or even just if I'm in a coaching session, just something that will just come in that I could do that. And you see that whole change of body language, that just that simple little step can then change, and then that can lead on to such great change.
Yes. And then we have, while that's going on in one room, we have speakers in two other rooms. We have somebody talking about six ways of well-being, a lady called Anne Wright. And then in the third room, we have two speakers because their talks are a bit shorter. Anna Daniels talking about the ticking time bomb.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, please don't ask me.
Oh. I haven't
researched
still
that yet.
Wouldn't it? That wouldn't be fair. So you have to come
it's all in the brochure.
Find out. Yeah.
There is a little bit in the brochure that she talks about there. And
great.
And also there's Caroline Manning as well doing laughter yoga.
Ah, oh, laughter.
I know. I'm
Yay.
Looking forward to going. I think I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to sit and listen to the panel or whether I want to go do the laughter.
Doing the two.
I think I might have to. Just stand at the back and then just keep running out.
We've mentioned, and I've also attended Joe Hore. He's called the Laughing Buddha, and he organises laughter facilitation skills courses. And so, yes, I'm looking at adding that to my little portfolio, because it is actually, all joking aside, that it is a great workout, and it really does, you know, the endorphins and everything else. But
there's also another area, another side to that, which I love, in the fact that it only takes 9 muscles to smile and over 100 to grimace.
That's right.
So I sort of say, save energy, save face cream and style.
I like your style, Elaine. So we've got those speakers going.
In the morning, and then that we'll have a break, and then after that there'll be another panel going on. This is more focused at organisational, almost what could go wrong, I suppose, as well, if you don't look after your staff, if there is no well-being.
Yeah.
So we have Braciers, the local law firm, they're going to be on the panel. We have Mind. They're going to be talking about, obviously, mental health issues as well.
Yes, because we've just had World Mental Health Day, which Jan and I were at the Social Enterprise Kent event.
We have a lady called Rosie Service, who's also going to be on the panel as well. Fantastic speaker. So they'll be talking all different aspects of well-being, but focusing more on mental health issues. And we have running alongside that in other rooms. We have a gentleman called Andrew Moreland, who's going to be, and also the Stress Management Society as well.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Yes.
They're going to be there. Andrew Moreland's going to be talking about measuring your well-being performance.
Great, because that's often something people think, oh, it's a bit fluffy, how do I measure it? Yeah. The quantitative side of things, which is great to hear.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we have somebody called Jan Mulligan, I think.
Who's she?
In room
never met
number
her.
Three.
Never heard of her.
No, never heard of her.
So weirdo.
But attend, because you might book your ticket, you might win a prize.
You might win a prize. Yeah. And also, you might be surprised in what you hear in relation to some very basic, free adjustments that you can make that could be a huge difference to the individual's performance.
Yes.
Absolutely. I always start with freebies. Freebies are just, they're there already. Mm. You've got them around you, you just don't know how to use them differently.
Exactly. So, yes.
So much is about actually asking the person and talking to a member of staff.
What's that? Talking to people?
And listening to, you know, what do they need, you know, and how you can all work together. And
indeed,
that's all part of empowerment, engagement, and making the member of staff feel valued.
Mm. Because they are a human being.
Yes. So we'll have a nice three-course lunch.
Yummy.
After that.
Yummy, yummy.
And
bangers and mash.
And then ACAS are doing a sort of...
case studies.
Sort of case studies, yeah.
Some case studies. You know, after that lunch time, it's sort of, they call it graveyard shift.
We've got to wake them up.
And absolutely, to wake them up.
Shock
so
them.
We've got some... Barbara Hawkes from ACAS has developed a fantastic scenario. And as it is a sort of a very challenging for, and but it also brings out some great points of best practice and how to deal with people who may have mental health issues or sickness absence due to stress and not being well.
I don't know whether you've ever done that sort of game of consequences that they do. It's actually really quite good fun.
Oh,
going to small,
that's interactive.
Yes, you get into small groups. So you're getting to meet people from different organisations, different
great
backgrounds.
Great.
And then you're given a scenario and you have to figure out which way you're going to turn with it, which way you're going to do. And that discussion between different people, it's quite remarkable how you can sit round a table. You're all HR professionals. You've all come from, you know, experienced backgrounds.
Yeah.
However, you've all got a different take on
or
how you're going to go with something.
You might find that I've found some of the organisations where I've run sort of public events like that, you find that sometimes somebody is in HR and yet they have some powerful, some wow ideas.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, we are all concerned about people, the people that are in our workforce. And I always throw out, remember that wonderful phrase that could even be in your wonderful brochure of your company, that, you know, people are our greatest asset. Yes. Are they? Really?
Interesting.
How do you
enough,
show that?
We've got quite a few people from the health and safety side.
Yay!
Coming along, which is fantastic.
Oh, Jan's mates.
And
we'll be there in the corner.
That really helps to get the message corporately, strategically, etc., etc. And we're all working to the same ends as well.
So after the game of consequences.
So after the game of consequences, I think we have somebody coming in to do some chair yoga.
Wow.
To get us all stimulated again.
Do things at work.
Yes.
Yay.
Just a sort of 5-10 minute workout in your chair.
I like the sound of that.
And then the final sessions, we have a lady called Caroline King, who is, her company is Warrior to Warrior.
So
Worrying
to Warrior.
Warrior.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And then we also have Lynn Marchant.
Oh, we know Lynn. She's
Mindful
been on the
Employer.
Show.
Has she really?
Yes, she has. And we saw her at the Southeast Kent Social Enterprise Kent. I will get that word now. She was there talking from the Mindful Employer representation. So, yeah, lovely lady.
Super. And then, obviously, in room three.
So I'm competing with Lynn, aren't
you?
You
are competing with Lynn.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Oh, well. But, yes, it could be interesting to think about all these wonderful topics and my passion around... not necessarily about having music blaring out at work, but the power around music for individuals to think about, and companies if they have phone lines with holding music, etc. And also the power of silence, because we can be so het up
to
95 miles an hour that we're going along, and do we actually have a moment of silence for everything to just settle, as you say?
I'm a great believer in the power of music, though. I come from a very musical background. I used to be in a choir, a community choir, and... we used to go along every week and have a good old sing-song, and
it
was such a stress reliever.
Mm, it is.
And I've been keep thinking, I must set another one up. I'd love to do another community choir. It was fantastic.
Well, so. Yeah, look no further, as I was in the choir and I did perform Handel's Messiah. So,
oh, my goodness.
I have performed in the Royal Festival. But
my goodness.
That was playing the flute. That was when I was in the orchestras. Because I'm a classical flautist, you know.
Wow.
Yes, yes. So
I don't like to be outdone. I've mimed at the Royal Albert Hall. I should have been singing. Selected for the score choir without being auditioned. Tone deaf. Absolutely flat. So I mimed.
I love it.
The only thing I can get close to is I was on Radio Oxford. Our choir was on Radio Oxford singing Amazing Grace. We did Amazing Grace.
And now you're on Who Cares Wins.
Well,
there's just no stopping this
woman.
So much
better.
I can talking totally of music. Endorse about music and things like that because I'm frustrated
I like
backing singer even because I know one line to practically every song there ever is. But it's great therapy because you just make up your own words and you just swing along.
And you know
you
what? It doesn't
yourself.
Matter, does it?
No.
We don't care.
Wonderful as Mel
so
says.
It's a great jam-packed event. Mm. And so if people want to know how to book and how to contact.
I was going to say we finish off with a raffle. We're trying to encourage people to stay to the end. And we're finishing at 4:30, so we're trying to make it quite a reasonable time. So finishing off with a raffle and a fantastic goodie bag with sparklers in. But don't tell anyone.
Sparklers.
No.
I know. I think you might have just mentioned it, though.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Live on air.
It's out there now. Live on air. Oh, well, brilliant. I wonder if speakers, if there's any left, maybe speakers could have a sparkler.
Maybe.
Please. Please. And so talking of music, let's have another one of Melanie's little choices here. And this is called Shake It Off, which I just think the title itself is fantastic. It's by Taylor Swift. So enjoy that while we then get all the contact details. So have a pen at the ready when you come back after this. Start clapping now.
Yay.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain.
Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreakers gonna break, 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 break. And the niggas gonna fake, 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 fake. Channel Radio.
Well, I've shaken it off. I don't know what it was, but it's gone now. Welcome back to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk this glorious Monday afternoon. I am Angela Bryer-Stevenson, as always, with the famous now...
Jan Mulligan.
And more importantly, our wonderful guests, Melanie Moore and Elaine Bolton from the CIPD Kent branch.
Hello.
But also of their own individual companies. Melanie Moore, you have your own recruitment agency called More People. And of course, Elaine, you have your wonderful consulting and coaching, learning and development business, which was Beckwith Consulting, wasn't it?
That's right.
See, I do listen. And you've heard all about the Being Well Matters event, which, just to remind you, 5th of November, fireworks at the ready in the evening. And you can come along from 9 till 4:30. It's a wonderful, full-on event. Lots of information, lots of speakers, lots of inspiration about how you can look at your own well-being and well-being within the organisation, whether you are someone that can sign checks about implementing things or whether you're just somebody that can go back and just start a conversation about it. So... more importantly, anything else we've not covered, Melanie or Elaine, that really what the day is about and maybe what people would leave with?
Well, we're hoping they're going to leave inspired, revitalised, energised, and with some ideas, like you say, to go back to their organisation and for themselves.
Indeed, because it's more importantly that the individual, we don't have robots anymore.
No.
We have employees who are people.
And the goodie bag that Mel mentioned earlier on, it's got some really great things to help you relax as well that are legal.
That sounds good.
Okay.
As well as brochures to read.
And items, of course.
While you're relaxing, having a brochure, yes. Oh, I can just visualise that now. More importantly, we need to make sure our listeners know how they can now get hold of you because they've been excited about this event and they now want to come. I can hear them now. They're queuing up outside the door.
They've got their pens ready.
So we're starting from the top. How can they either find out more information and book?
Okay. There's more information on the CIPD website, but it can be quite tricky to find.
Yes.
So it might be easier if you email me, and that's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, @ morepeople, M-O-O-R-E, people.com.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So if you email
me... Just to let people know, if you are looking at the Who Cares Wins Radio website, whocareswinsradio.co.uk, you will see on the homepage there is a CIPD logo, and that link will take you to that website address that we were saying is quite long-winded. But there is also a PDF about the event, which also has that contact on. But more importantly, it might be just easier for them to ring you.
Might be easier to ring me, absolutely. 077-68-294-912.
Brilliant. And what else? We've got Twitter.
They can tweet me, and because I am the Kent CIPD tweeter. And so, yes, that's @ Kent CIPD.
Brilliant.
I think that's much.
So we've got
much covered it.
Email, so they can email you.
Email me.
They can use the Twitter. They can go via Who Cares Wins Radio website and look at the PDF, which has the contact details in there for the website, and book that way.
Yep.
And
or they can call.
They can call you. And all of that information, if you weren't fast in speed writing, we will put all of those details under the photograph of these wonderful ladies that we'll take later. We'll post that on our Facebook page and our website so you can get all the information there and just choose your mechanism of contacting them and getting booked. Importantly, though, if they want to book, because it is a cost to
there
this
is
event
a cost,
or
yes.
an investment to this event.
We've tried to keep it as cheap as possible.
Well, there's so much going
really.
On.
But there is, yes, a lot going on.
And I know
on.
All your speakers are volunteering, so there's
they
no
are,
cost
indeed.
There, just for people to realise. I'm doing it free.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
CIPD members, it's £50. CIPD non-members is £70. And any CIPD students is £40.
Oh, bless them. So if you are studying your professional development exams, whether you've just started or you're nearing the end and looking at that horizon of getting a social life back, you can still pay £40 and come. And the investment, we've had a chat with you about offering something for our listeners.
Yes. We were offering a gym and spa pass for the first...
Lovely.
30 people that booked, but that they've gone.
They've gone. Yeah.
However, we have gone back to the hotel and negotiated a few more.
Just for our listeners.
Just for your listeners. Oh, okay. So if they get in touch and quote
Who cares wins. Great.
Then they are they will get a gym and spa pass.
But again, there's only a limited number, so they've got to make sure that they ring you ASAP. Number. Maybe not now because she's still on air. But after 1 o'clock, you can ring Melanie or on the Twitter and give your information of how they can get in and get those passes. Yeah, spa do. And then I could read my brochure and my goodie bag in the spa, couldn't I, Elaine? That'd be lovely.
But don't light your sparkler.
No, not in the gym. Probably get ousted all the time. Wouldn't be allowed back in the hotel. Okay, fair enough. Oh, well, it's just oodles of information. I'm looking forward personally to the day because I'm going there, yes, to speak, but more importantly to actually see the great stuff that people are doing around health and well-being. And so hearing those wonderful organisations tell their stories, their success stories, and also meeting other people who may not be speaking, but they're doing some fabulous things maybe as well within their organisations or even just themselves.
As we were saying earlier, how lonely it can be as an HR professional in some organisations, you know, if you're on your own, that this is a chance to meet other people that are just like you and build, you know, connections and a network.
And I think the passion there for me when I was on the branch, again, just to reiterate, the branch members are all volunteers, so they do give up their time to organise this and put this all together. But it is important for people to realise that within my networking passion of, I might have an HR responsibility, I may not have an HR title, I may not have personnel and development in my title, learning and development in my title. I may well be something else. I might be the accounts manager as well as this added role and responsibility.
So we have people, general managers, production managers. We have a wide range of different people that attend our events because they realise that HR really comes under everything.
Lots of banners.
Lots of banners, yeah. Definitely.
And more importantly, health and well-being is anybody. It affects absolutely anybody.
And yourself.
And so you need to think about it from your own perspective. You're right. Mm. As well as, oh, actually, what can I do for my organisation that I might only have 5 employees? Still something you can do. So hopefully there'll be, again, some inspirational sharing going on amongst the networking as well as the speakers. Right, well, time is moving on, Jan, so we need to just clarify some events that we have. Now, talking of laughter, I just wanted to reiterate, last week I mentioned this, and I did highlight to people, I talked about Joe Hore, who does laughter facilitation skills workshops. I actually attended one of his events last year at the Mind Body Spirit event in London, and I was part of his laughing carpet. Which Jan,
yes, we posted the photo. Yes,
Jan,
I needed
Jan,
proof.
Thank you. It was hilarious, though. But it is. Once you start laughing, you see, once I set you off, that's it. Elaine can't stop
it's infectious.
Now. And so he's running a laughter facilitation skills workshop from Friday the 31st of October, Halloween, through to Saturday the 1st of November. It is down in Bristol. Or across in Bristol. Fear not, though, if you travel, it will be worthwhile because you will boost your confidence, your ability to connect, your flexibility, your creativity, your ability to think spontaneously and comfortably on your feet or sitting down, depending on your choice. And, of course, it will help you retrain your brain to promote mindfulness, heartfulness, happiness and stress-free living. So get along there. And the best place to get hold of that is to ring Joe on 07812 159 43, or I will post again the Eventbrite invitation booking site on our Facebook page, as it's quite a long one.
Excellent. And then, as we spoke about at the beginning of the show, this coming Sunday the 26th of October, at Dover Leisure Centre, there is the Beryl Griggs Memorial Boscher Tournament. Starts at 12, should finish at 3, may run on. We have a great time. There's a buffet, there's all sorts. So if you're participating, that's all free of charge. But if you're visiting, you have a chance to join in with that as well. Come and support Herne Bay Boccia, Dover Boccia, and lots more besides this coming Sunday.
Brilliant stuff. And on the spirit of well-being, looking after yourself, retreats, relaxing, I also wanted to just shout out about the Canterbury Yoga Centre, which is canterburyyoga.co.uk, which is also involved with the tutor that I'm training under on my yoga teacher training route. And they are having various days at the studio, but they are also running a yoga retreat at Oxen Hove in Hadlow in Kent. And that is also the 31st of October, Halloween, to the 2nd of November. If you want to contact people to find out more, then contact Natasha Callier, C-A-L-I-A, on Tasha Callier, so that's T-A-S-H-A-C-A-L-I-A, at hotmail.co.uk, or have a look at oxenhove.co.uk website. Wonderful place, wonderful place.
And awareness. We have some awareness days.
Today. It's International Osteoporosis
today. Today.
Okay, she's off.
Christmas.
If you search for nos.org.uk, that's the National Osteoporosis Society, they'll have information for how to get involved, raise funds, raise awareness. Tomorrow, International Stammering Awareness Day. I got through that in one go,
well,
so that's
done,
good.
Jan.
That's the stammering.org, if you want information about that. And on Friday, I don't often wear pink, but it's Wear It Pink Day for Breast Cancer Campaign.
Yay!
That's www.wearitpink.co.uk.
In fact, that was a very topical point we mentioned earlier with regards to the song we just played, which Melanie and Elaine, we were talking about the song. Now, Melanie, you said that that song that we just heard, Shake It Off. No, the other song. Yes. Where am I? About this video, you said something to me about a video which would make people smile, and I like the sound of that.
Yes, there's a YouTube clip. If you put Shake It Off on YouTube and then put dad and girl, and it's you watch a dad and a little girl dance into the song. Oh,
it would make you smile.
Soften anybody's heart, I think. The hardest of hearts.
So if you're in a bad mood, go and watch that and it'll lift your heart. Elaine, you said you'd seen something else, though, about somebody who was in sort of making you laugh and smile. Relation to the same track or the same music?
Oh, I just think the whole concept of shaking it, dancing however you want to, just letting it go is just wonderful. And I do a wonderful fitness class called Aero Dance, which is in between aerobics and dance.
Ooh. And what type of dance? What, ballroom or tango?
No. I'd love to be able to tango, but my husband wouldn't be up for it.
I could call Anton Dubec if you wish.
Actually, I don't like Anton. It's not one of my favourites.
I like Anton.
You have to oust her. Okay, who's your favourite?
Strictly, I just think it's just fab. I just love.
So who's your favourite then?
Come on then.
Who's my favourite? I like Brendan. I have to say, I love the tango. I like that style of dance. So I have to admit, I do miss Vincent Simone. I do miss him. Because I just think he's...
I can see you two together.
Tango,
yes.
So I miss Robin. Do you remember Robin?
Yes, I do. He was in the audience on Saturday.
He was.
Yes. Anyway, enough of this digression.
Enough of this. Yes, honest. Sorry.
We're talking about this wonderful health and well-being show here. Who cares wins? And I wanted to just reiterate, we've been talking about your fantastic event, Being Well Matters. For those of you that haven't heard it all, then why weren't you tuning in at 12 o'clock? And if you want, you can listen again. Remember, Thursday at 12 o'clock, this show is repeated. So you have another chance to hear all of this information and, more importantly, how to book. And remember, if you mention Who Cares Wins, you will get a little treat. But you need to make sure you ring ASAP because there's only a limited number of those spa packages that you have negotiated. Well done, you two. It is the 5th of November. It is all day from 9 till 4:30. There are oodles of speakers, people coming to network. Again, just the actual people attending, not so much just the speakers. Of course, there are some famous speakers there. Of course, Jan Mulligan's going to be there.
Infamous speakers.
And apparently I am going to be there, but at the end of the day. So if you want to stay to the bitter end, I'd love it.
And we also have stands so that there's lots of organisations that you can actually go and speak to, have a one-to-one session. And during that, some of the stands are offering participative interactive sessions, i.e. Indian head massage, shoulder massage, and things like that.
Oh,
and
course,
thank you.
Yeah.
See, it's just so much, Melanie.
So much going on. Are you going now, then?
We're in the queue for our tickets.
I am assuming that you two will be there, but the Kent Branch, representatives from the Kent Branch, so there'll be all the other members. You talked about Sonia, who is the chair of the Kent Branch, and other members that will be there. So, again, it'll be a great chance to meet the Kent Branch of the CIPD, which, again, is a great thing if you are a student or just someone interested in HR well-being for your employees. Just come and talk to these wonderful people and find out
what's going on. They really want to,
I'll just push them over there. One thing I wanted just to reiterate, we're talking about this event, which is the 5th of November, but you mentioned right at the beginning of the show, Elaine, that you do lots of other events and you're planning your calendar for towards the autumn and into next year. So are there other events and things that we could maybe just highlight to our listeners today to watch out for?
Yeah, Pay and Rewards later on in November. We're just confirming up the date. We've also got engagement next year. We've got a whole range of... We're lucky because
not everyone wants to come to an evening event if they've got commitments or they work in different hours, those sorts of things. We have lunchtime sessions. We also have half-day sessions. But get onto the CIPD website, look for events and branches, and you can sign up there for any of them. And as I say, the majority are free.
Brilliant. Yes,
I know. I have to mention as well that there's, I think in a couple of weeks, an event at Braces in Maidstone.
Yes.
So, and that's in an evening. But all, like Elaine says, all of it's on the website.
Under the CIPD branches. Yeah. I mean, it is admittedly a long URL because it's under the CIPD head website. And so, just to make life easy, if you go to whocareswinsradio.co.uk, homepage there, I will leave the CIPD logo link there, which will take you to the Kent branch site where all the events are posted, and there all the information is to be found, not only about the event but also then how to book once those events are clarified and confirmed, because sometimes you post the title but it isn't always detailed because it could be April next year, but you just post it for our information. Well, I wanted to thank you two for coming down. Thank you so much
for
sparing your time from your busy work schedules that you both have. And good luck with the event. I will obviously be there.
Thank you.
And if there's anything else I can do to help tell anyone else about it, because I think it's just a brilliant idea putting together. Why didn't I think of it, Jan? Why didn't I do it? And we're going to play out with one of your other songs, Melanie, which was Don't Stop Believing.
Oh.
Do you know my little accent there?
No.
By Journey. And I thought that was great because, you know, the essence of well-being, don't stop believing that you can make a change, you can do these things, you can implement some of these ideas. So don't stop, don't give up, keep at it, keep trying, keep talking, listening to people as well. Jan, thank you very much for being here and keeping me company.
You're very welcome. I'll be
the
back
famous
next week.
Jan Mulligan.
Infamous. No, I like the infamous.
Oh, you like
better.
The infamous. And more importantly, next week, our guest next week is, you may have heard on Business Bunker, and we did mention them last week, and we've been tweeting, and it was Herb's Palsy Awareness Week a couple of weeks ago. And so Juliette Shand, who was earlier on, I think it was March this year, she was on while I was on my travels.
She was indeed, yes.
And so she's coming back on the show to give us an update because they've had some fantastic reach potential from their Twitter. And they're going to tell us some wonderful numbers about how their tweets have been just retweeted and retweeted and retweeted, which just proves support out there for the fantastic work they do on the charity. So she's joining us next week on the show, as normal, Monday, 12 o'clock. Listen again is Thursday at 12. And, of course, if you want to listen at any time, if you're waking up and you can't sleep, maybe you just want to listen again to Who Cares Wins. Not that it will send you to sleep, but it might inspire you to have some ideas. Then, of course, go to whocareswinsradio.co.uk and choose an archive to listen from. That's enough from me. I'm going to switch off now and have the rest of the week busy, busy, busy stuff organising, because apparently I'm talking at this event, so I suppose I should plan that, really. Thank you too for coming down.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure to have you
us.
In the studio. And everyone, have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine. Batten down the hatches if the hurricane is on its way tonight. And enjoy the music. And we will talk soon. Bye bye.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a snow cave.